I don't do Twitter, but intro should be about as long as a tweet, so 140 characters. So it's always good to read with friends and teachers and heroes, Ed, all of those things, but there are also other friends and teachers in here too. So I thought I would read this Arbor for Butch poem from Lighthead, because it has, you know, some South Carolina in it, and since South Carolina's been in the news, I thought, oh, I could read that one. And then I thought, since it's not that long, I would read a poem that's sort of in conversation with it in the most recent book. So either I'm reading two long poems or I'm reading 40 short poems. So that's all I'll say. So Arbor for Butch, which is, you know, just like trees. I am with my newborn son and the man blood says is my father in a shit motel. And if each of us is, as I sometimes believe, the room we inhabit, he is a bed used until it's stained. Even if I knew this first meeting was our last, I would have nothing to offer beyond the life I have made without him. In the far south, where history shades everything, there are people who fear trees. I once heard an old man say, I may be black as a crow, but I'm white inside. Nowhere else does the sky do what the sky does there, where the graves are filled with dirt the color of fire. We drank whiskey until we were drunk, as the couple in the photo my mother gave me to show him, the boy and girl swaying at the edge of my future. I watched my father curl on the bed like a leaf drained of its greening, as my child cried the way rain cries when it's changed to steam. Because I believe the tree is a symbol of everything, one of us was the bough reaching across the road as fumes scorched its leaves. One of us was a door opening and closing in the darkness. One of us was a boat being carried downstream. My father and I sat in a motel room beside a highway, where his pickup was the shade of a bruise beneath the glow of the vacancy sign, where he and his talk began to evaporate. We were two fathers watching the faces of two sons, where the evening passed as it arrived, where the rain comes long-toed and crushing the high grass, swamping the land, where a slave talked his children out of running away with the bottom of his shoe. This is what it means to believe in ascension and fear climbing. In the far south, where sap jewels the bark, the teeth of the saws are sticky and bittersweet. But I wanted to carve a door out of the wood, and around that door, I wanted to build a room, because I knew what my mother wished for, and I knew from far off what she would need. The arm of the boy falls around the girl, heavy as a branch in the photograph with the glass that's been rubbed clean, and the blurred inscription which nearly delivers its message before vanishing. I drove the long night to see the face my son and I wear like a mask. Where history can be a downpour of joy or guilt, spilling its wrong-headed desire all over the body. Where a girl and boy fought in a motel bed to make me, one desire beating against another. Where my mother seemed to blur, calling him her first lover, even after she said she was raped. In the far south, my father, the first time I met him, said, God made nothing sweeter than pussy. We smoked our history, we drank to our future until each of us was a head of steam, clouds above each other's dreams. Where the plan was, when I saw him, to cut off his hands. Where because of this man, my mother would want me dead. would want no limbs to branch inside her, no cluster of sound waiting in a drum, where she wanted to but could not shape her want into an axe. Sometimes my body is a guitar, a hole waiting in wood, wires trembling to sleep. To identify what you are, to be loved by what you identify. I thought this is how the blood sings into the self. I thought what was hollow in me would be shaped into music. The first time I met my father, I believed I would understand the line connecting me to him, because a man rooted to his kin can never be a slave. But he was like the road, skid marked and distant, like the rain breaking above ground and beating into it. Certain arrangements must be made if you want access to the past. With his room without rooms and his truck without gas, my father was a nail bent in the shaft of a hammer, a wound the length of a kiss, a mouth bled of its power. I am with the ones the blood says are mine, and if each of us is, as I sometimes believe, little more than a bray of nostalgia, we are like the village mule chained to its muling. My father fit a slim, ragged hand over the head of my newborn son and said, "He sounds like a white child crying like that." What if blackness is a fad? Dear negritude, I live as you live, waiting to be better than I am. Before sleep last night, I thought how it would be to awaken with all the colors of this world turned inside out. And that was the name of my suffering. The story my father told me did not reveal one body inside another, the arms of the boy who would become my father embracing the girl who would become my mother. It did not hold the sentence rooted to the beginning of my life. I am not doing anything now, except waiting like the bird who uses the bones and feathers of other birds to build its nest. I am on my bed of leaves, thinking about the past. How my father dragged his shadow across the room the way a storm drags its rain. Where there were too many trees and too many names etched into the trunks. Where the knots in the wood were the scars of old limbs. Where, to be reborn, the birch pine must be set aflame. Where the door, if I opened it, might have revealed the lovemaking or abuse still waiting to be named. I usually don't read these. I've actually never read these things back to back because, you know, it takes energy. But let's try it. So, this one's in the most recent book, and it's called Gentle Measures. The full title is from a book called Gentle Measures in the Management and Training of the Young, or the Principles on Which a Firm Parental Authority May Be Established and Maintained Without Violence or Anger, and the Right Development and the Moral and Mental Capacities Be Promoted by Methods in Harmony with the Structure and Characteristics of the Juvenile Mind. That is the whole title of this book. When is that? 1871, Jacob Abbott. So I'm just going to call it Gentle Measures. And same, I'm just going to read it straight through, even though it's in parts. First, I would like to have with 196 women from the world's 196 nations, 196 children. Then I would like to abandon them. I know it's not that easy, but when I am home, I can't wait to get moving. When I am moving, I can't wait to get home again. Part of me loves when I've got no place to be. For the occasion, she learns she will have no father. My Sri Lankan child will have to imagine, difficult as it is, the depth of history, how humanity endures because it is, at most, an idea. This scenario is also for my mother, flirting with a man twice her age, and for the lonely child in me. I will have a son named Hijinks, and a son named 44, and a son named Mary. Some of my sons will wear bags on their heads. Some of my sons will wait their whole lives to board an ark called American Beauty. Mothers, various retributions should be divvied in the light of each child's sins. My children will not always be godly. You have my permission to punish them as you would like to punish me. Your hands and knees must be bloodied. I would like to abandon the child of a mother who dies in a Luxembourg train wreck, and a mother kidnapped by banana farmers in Belize, a mother taking refuge alone in a mountain cave during a Peruvian flood. God damn, I want to be as hardcore as my daddy. Thinking of me, two or three myths their brains devise will begin to divide in them, the tangible cells untangling themselves until my absence seems to recede. My children will find grease on their fingers after touching pictures of me. Sometimes I want to catch the hand of a child and go, life, life, life. Sometimes I imagine an old naked woman waiting as her tub fills with water, or a knock-kneed girl using her face as a shield. But I will not claim to know other people's loneliness. When my Korean daughter falls for the man who dreams his lovers, who falls for the man who dresses his lovers like dolls, I will not be there to say, being a doll is as close as a toy can come to slavery. I will not say, isn't it exciting, the noon teas, the personalized songs and cradling. Children, here are some of my favorite things. The tiny tongue painted inside a doll's tiny mouth. A phonograph record spinning like a girl in a black skirt. Also the family drawing one of you made, though the father in it looks nothing like me. My little Belgian boy in a hat decorated with buttons pulled from the shirt I left behind. My little Syrian girl with a shoebox waiting for birthday cards she will not receive. My farm boy with the tomatoes he tried selling to neighbors who wanted pears. I plan to never keep photographs of them. My mother had me when she was 16. The angle of her teeth, she can barely shut her mouth, may have been inherited from her father before he ran away. She told me, if a strange man ever appears at your door, kick him in his grin, baby. Kick him even if he begins to sing to you about me. Let's praise everything that spurs the spirit to creativity. The tin cup my father rattles until its poison spills. How easily a mouth erupts with belief. Let's praise how much we love without loving, how little we sing while singing. We can praise the light blue powder of family because it is not made of stone. It is not mist. You can't hold it long, but this is true of many things. Somewhere in this brain is also my father's misery, and whether it is better to forgive or let yourself be forgiven eventually. My child with no one to teach her how to skin a Bolivian goat or make a necklace of Tasmanian wolf teeth. My kindergartners in Madagascar and Cuba. My daughter whose stepfather will die in a Kenyan coal mine. My daughter whose boots will fail to warm her in the Ukrainian snow. Their lives will be better without me. This is a wish for the child sleeping in grass that has wilted a little, for the child lazing in the pool of a beachside hotel. This is for the child who overhears his mother cry into the phone, "Don't you put the bad mouth on me." Sometimes my prayers begin, "Darkness, is that you at my skull?" Because that's one version of pain. I'm always like, "Angel, leave me the fuck alone." I'm like, "Blame the devil of longing." I have said I am in love with beauty, but my heart is so mangled, it spills blood on everything. In the high school where the janitors speak French, in Swaziland and Switzerland, on the small islands where the nuns show their knees, in places the word for father means nothing to me, their lives will be better without me. I would like to leave you to the moody cruelty and nurture of your mother's children, to the complex rites and rituals of your countries, to God gazing like a cop on a bike, to cocoa and buzzards and crap inventions and the gospel of possibility. The bald-headed mother dreaming through cancer of the sprawl of highways and the wide-open, wilder wilderness, the fluid, holy light she can put her hand through, the rain beating I am all over her body. It's got nothing to do with me. At each door, I will slip on my shoes and say to each woman, do what you do, Mother Goose. And should one of you find me, children, I'll downright lie and snap, shadow, why do you follow me so? Ain't you a long way from home too? You don't need me to know what it means to be lonely. I won't look back. I won't look back at you. All right, y'all.
Bravo. Bravo.